Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am, my name is
Yeah,
Anne.
Hello.
Yes, we're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is what is the year of your birth?
1954.
Great, ma'am. Moving on, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
2 years college.
Great, ma'am. All right, and would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, ma'am?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
White.
All right. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, are you registered to vote or you're not registered?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I guess somewhat satisfied.
How would you rate, ma'am, the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you say it's excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And below is a list of issues, ma'am. I just want you to tell me which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? For example, ma'am, I have jobs in the economy, corruption in city government, gun violence, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, cost of housing and rent, homelessness, crime and public safety, public transportation, inflation and the cost of living, health care, city services like trash pickup, public school funding, any of those?
Any other one? No, I think you covered them.
I could read them again to you if you want me to.
I'm sorry, what was the actual question, though?
Yeah, which two or three issues would you say are the most
important? Oh, two or three.
Uh-huh.
Most important?
Mm-hmm. I can read them again. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the gun, the violence.
Okay.
I think education.
Okay.
And you can read them again. I don't remember.
Sure. I have jobs in the economy, corruption in city government, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, the cost of housing.
Opioid, no problem.
Okay, ma'am.
It's
no problem.
The opioid problem. Yeah.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. We'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of a 0 to a 10, ma'am. 10 means that you feel very favorable. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. And if you haven't heard about them, you can let me know as well. For example, ma'am,
okay.
I have District Attorney Larry Krasner from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate him? Keep in mind that 10 is very favorable. 0 is very unfavorable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
6.
I'm sorry?
6.
Okay. And the Philadelphia City Council from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
5.
Okay. And the Philadelphia Department of Streets from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
I think I would give them about a 8.
Okay. And Mayor Cheryl Parker from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate her, ma'am?
I don't really know her that well yet.
Okay.
I'll say a 6.
Okay. What about your local police officers from a 0 to a 10?
8.
Okay. And Governor Josh Shapiro from a 0 to a 10?
9.
Okay. And Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel from a 0 to a 10?
Again, I don't know him that well, so I'll say a 6.
Okay. And Council Member Kenyatta Johnson?
I really don't know her.
Okay. No problem. And the Philadelphia Police Department?
So, I thought I did that one already. No?
No, ma'am. It was the Department of Streets. Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you said police officers also.
No. Well, the Philadelphia Police Department, how much would you rate them, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10?
Okay. All right. I'll say an 8.
Okay. And SEPTA, S-E-P-T-A, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate them?
Mm-hmm. 8.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, generally speaking, would you say you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
I really don't have an opinion on that yet. I'll just say approve, because there's nothing that I disapprove, I guess.
Well, you can as well say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you agree or disagree with this statement, ma'am? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I guess I disagree.
Okay, because...
Somewhat
sorry.
Disagree. Can I say that?
Yes.
Can I say, like, somewhat disagree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right, thank you so far for your responses. Here's a list of issues, ma'am, that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. I just want you to tell me after each one. I just want to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. 10 means you're highly satisfied with the issue. 0 means you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. So the first one says, the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
I think I could give that probably an 8.
Okay. The cost of rent, from a 0 to a 10?
That doesn't really apply to me. I don't know how to answer that one, so I don't know.
Okay. And what about the condition of roads and infrastructure, from a 0 to a 10?
I'll go more like 6.
Okay. And the availability of good paying jobs, from a 0 to a 10?
I'll say 7.
Okay. And access to affordable housing, from a 0 to a 10?
I'll say 6.
Okay. And public safety, from a 0 to a 10?
Public. Now, is that just in my neighborhood or the whole city, are you saying?
Oh, it doesn't specify, ma'am.
Okay. So what was it for safety?
Public safety,
I'll
from a 0 to a 10?
Public safety. Yeah, all right. I'll say a 5.
Okay. What about access to public transportation, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10?
Oh, that's good. I'll say 8.
An 8. What about the quality of okay, what about the quality of education in public schools, from a 0 to a 10?
I'm going to go with like a 4.
A 4. No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. In your opinion, ma'am, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
I think getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead, ma'am? What would you say, rising, falling, or staying about the same?
I'll say staying about the same.
Okay. And, well, I'm going to mention a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. I just want you to select two or three goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. For example, I have groceries, healthcare, public transportation, recreation and entertainment, utilities, gas, electricity, gas, education, personal care, paying down debt, child care, rent. Any two or three, ma'am, that concern you the most when you think about your expenses?
Well, the utilities, definitely. Like gas, water, stuff like that. The water rates have gone up ridiculous.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. You said groceries? Is that the first one?
No, I didn't say groceries. I said utilities.
Oh, okay, okay. Uh-huh.
The cost of water, gas, things like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, groceries is another one, yeah.
I understand. No problem, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, and moving on quickly, ma'am. My other question to you is, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you, ma'am, about violent crimes? Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
All right. Moving on, ma'am. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Crime in my neighborhood, I'll say rarely, that I see, you know.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on police departments? Would you say that they spend too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
I don't know. I'll say too little.
Okay. And thank you for so far for your responses, ma'am. I'm going to mention a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future, ma'am. I just want you to tell me whether you believe that this action makes you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer. I'll be very quick. The first one says, ma'am, hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new communities outreach positions, and hire nine new victim advocates. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat.
Okay. And begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. Does that make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Much safer.
Okay. And expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer? Safer.
Much. Much more.
Right. Okay. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Declare emergency, you said?
Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer? A little bit safer, or not at all safer?
I guess a little bit.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Close the open-air drug market in Kensington. Does that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all, I guess.
Not at all?
No, I guess not.
Okay. What about
it
this?
It doesn't affect me, you know?
Oh, no problem. Okay, what about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
That make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Much safer.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. We would like to know as well, ma'am, just in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently, like in your own words?
I have to say that I really don't know too much about her. I haven't really been following her too much. I have had a lot of personal things going on that I haven't really been paying attention. So I really can't say one way or the other.
No problem. As you may know, ma'am, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. I just want you to tell me two or three items that you think should be the biggest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You can choose up to three. For example, I have hire more police officers, support more affordable housing, improve public transportation, improve the city's infrastructure, invest in community development, get guns off the street, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, tackle the opioid crisis, remove homelessness, foster small businesses and local jobs, improve our school education, reduce juvenile crime.
Okay. All right. My number one is getting the guns off the street. I guess the opioid crisis is another one.
Okay.
Education, of course, is always a priority. And what else was there about violence, I think?
Oh, let me read it again, ma'am. I have hire more police officers.
Okay, hire more police officers.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. All right, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Park's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, ma'am, I want to indicate on a scale of a 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. 10 means that you strongly support it, ma'am. All right, 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You can select any number from 0 to a 10. I'll be very quick, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. We're almost done. So the first The first one says provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness. Would you say from a 0 to a 10, how much would you support that?
I would say 8.
Okay. What about add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime? From a 0 to a 10, how much do you support that, ma'am?
Probably like a 7.
Okay. And invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you support that, ma'am?
6.
Okay. And invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you support that?
9.
Okay. And add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the street from a 0 to a 10?
Say 7.
Okay.
Or 8. I'd make that an 8. Yeah, 8.
Okay. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers from a 0 to a 10?
Keep what for the taxpayers? What?
Yes, ma'am. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
10.
Okay.
10.
Okay. No problem. And invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay, and provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers from a 0 to a 10?
7.
7. All right, ma'am, moving on quickly. Well, as you may know, ma'am, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid of work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, ma'am, would you support or would you oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full-time? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Did you say strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay. And moving on, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, ma'am, would you say you support or oppose that decision to end city support for needle exchange programs? Would you support or oppose that, ma'am?
I probably would support the end of it, right? To stop it, you're saying stop the exchange, yeah.
All right, ma'am, would you say you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, thank you so far for your responses. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, ma'am, would you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
All right. Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose, ma'am?
Strongly.
Strongly oppose. And how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Every day.
Every day. All right. And moving on, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, ma'am. And do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
strong.
I've been thinking about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Do you currently own your home, ma'am? You rent it, or you live with a friend or a family member or something else?
Own.
Okay. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself, ma'am? You're heterosexual, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something different?
None of those ones.
Okay.
I'm straight, so whatever that one comes to. Heterosexual,
no,
I guess, right? Yeah.
No problem. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, ma'am. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Biden.
Okay. And below, ma'am, are some potential news sources. I just want you to select up to three sources that you get most of your news from, ma'am. For example, I have TikTok, Power 99,
mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Daily News, yeah. Fox News, local news stations, Philadelphia Inquirer, X or Twitter, Facebook, Washington Post, CNN, YouTube, New York Times. Any three that you use?
Okay. It's local TV stations, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and that's basically it. And CNN sometimes.
CNN. Okay.
But mostly it's the local news stations. And the newspaper.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. And moving on. Last year, which was 2023, what would you say is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $55,000 to $65,000, $65,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $85,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $250,000, $85,000 to $99,000. No problem, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and time, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.